From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Sentencing in a child sex abuse case, 60-year-old Guy Douglas Robinson of McKinleyville was handed 22 years in prison following Robinson's guilty pleas to continuous sexual abuse of a child and lewd and lascivious acts on a child under the age of 14. The case originated on July 17, 2018, when the victim revealed sexual abuse by her mother's ex-boyfriend beginning when she was 6 years old, continuing until she reached age 11. The sheriff's office promptly set up an interview by the Child Abuse Services team. Further investigation revealed that the victim's older sister had also been sexually abused by the defendant and had reported the incident to her mother. The district attorney's office seeking assistance from the community with the apprehension of 75-year-old Roland Howell, who has an outstanding felony warrant for failing to register as a sex offender. Howell was last known to reside locally in Eureka. The DA's office also looking for help tracking down 29-year-old Andrew Azbeel, who has an outstanding warrant for being a felon in possession of a firearm. Well, the new Humboldt First Scholarship will help more North Coast students pursue a four-year degree while staying close to home. It will be offered automatically to all students who enroll as first-time freshmen at HSU after graduating from high school in Humboldt, Del Norte, Mendocino, or Trinity counties. The Humboldt First Scholarship, a guarantee to every new local freshman of $1,000 annually to offset the cost of tuition, books, and other expenses. Because financial aid already covers full tuition for more than 60% of students, many will be able to use the funds to help with living expenses. The scholarship will automatically renew every year for up to 4 years as long as the student is making satisfactory academic progress. A mobile home fire late Wednesday night in McKinleyville. Crews were called to 1533 Whitmire Avenue. Arriving units found heavy fire in the garage and interior of a single-story residential home with flames threatening to ignite adjacent homes. They declared a working structure fire at that point. With significant heat and flames impinging on the homes on either side, firefighting efforts were focused on preventing the spread before concentrating on the main fire. Neighbors report that the house has been vacant with increasing squatter activity for the past few months. Initial investigation indicates the fire's area of origin is in the garage or in the back of the house. Major fire damage occurred as a result with heat and smoke throughout the first floor. No indication that the fire was intentionally set. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.